Are you looking to blaze the trail and build or expand your business empire? Welcome to She's Building Her Empire, a place of motivation, inspiration, and innovative business strategies to help increase your income and, more importantly, your impact. Follow your purpose while building your empire with your host and business coach, Stacey Tuschel. Hey there, you are catching episode 153 of She's Building Her Empire. Thanks for joining us today. I'm so excited you're here. This week, we've been talking about multiple income streams, launches, how to create passive income right in between those big launches. We had Natalie Sorensen on episode 152, and she broke down her six-figure launch that she recently had. So it was a really great episode. Definitely catch it out. Now, if you've noticed, I should say, in the past, I've been so scripted in my questions in earlier episodes. And then lately, I've been really getting very present with each person and diving in deep, asking them questions that I would maybe ask them if I was sitting down for coffee, right? And sometimes I get nervous because I'm not sure, is this too much to ask? Especially when it's not just talking, you know, me and them, you're talking, it could be lots and lots of people listening. So I do get a little nervous, but those are the questions that I know we all want to hear. So I will keep digging, and then I'll use these episodes, these solo casts, to break some things down a little bit more, share a little bit more of my insight, and then expand upon some of the bigger topics that we want to cover. All right. So now, coming from my own experience here with building a business these last 14 years, I want to share with you how this looks from the outside versus the inside. Because a lot of times we're talking to some newer entrepreneurs, people who are starting out, they're in a startup business. Maybe they're not newer entrepreneurs, but they're starting this specific business up. So when you hear these numbers and you hear that they're investing and they're, you know, holding on to kind of waiting to do more with their money, it's because they're new, you're thinking, right? But not necessarily. And that's why I want to break this down for you. My first business is 14 years old. So I think you'll be surprised how this outside view can look so different than the inside. And that's why I really wanted to dig a little bit deeper today, so some of you really get that full concept. Now, I'm a big Dave Ramsey fan. He does Financial Peace University, if you've ever heard of that. It is such a good course. My husband and I took this probably almost 10 years ago. We did it online. A lot of places you can actually do it right at your church, but check it out. It's a really great way to get on the same page with you and your spouse. Now, understand that there are some things that I don't agree with what Dave Ramsey does, only because he's talking specifically to people who are typically, you know, working a 9-to-5 job. He's not necessarily talking to entrepreneurs, okay? So there are some things that I absolutely do, and then some things that doesn't make sense for me in my business. One of the things, though, that he does that I think is key to everything you're doing, whether you're talking personal or professional, I really want to dig in. And that's about, it's called fun money, right? Or a budget. So having a budget that you actually get a specific amount of money to do something fun with, or it's maybe eating out or going to a movie, whatever that is, okay? The point here is, no matter how broke you might be at some point, I do want you to know that it is really important to set aside a little bit of money to do something a little bit fun, right? Something to take your mind off of things, take that break. So with that said, I want to bring this up because we are always on a budget. I mean, even the larger we get, even having a seven-figure business, it's not like there's so much money that we're just blowing it on whatever we want, right? We're always on a budget. And sometimes we can still feel broke. We can still feel like there's no money there because we're on a much larger scale of how we're spending, okay? And I know that might seem crazy to you, and I'm definitely not looking for like a poor me situation. I'm just letting you know how this works and how you might think, oh, but when I'm older or when my business gets more mature or blah, 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 right? Any of those situations, I'm telling you, it's just on a different scale the larger your business gets, right? And you're making much riskier choices. Now, about a year ago, I bought a building for my second location of my brick and mortar Performing Arts Academy. I bought a foreclosed building. Then I stuck in almost $1 million to the renovation alone, okay? Now, if you have never built something before, let me tell you, it always goes over budget and it never stays on time. So when people say to me, oh, I'm doing a build out and it's going to be done in 6 weeks, I just know it will never be done in 6 weeks. It's kind of like when you build a website and the designer says to you, oh yeah, you'll get this back in X amount of weeks. And it's like not even close to the first draft, right? So that's how it is in the construction space. So with that said, I was well aware. I knew we were going to go over budget. This isn't my first rodeo. I've built other buildings before. I knew this was going to happen. However, you just never know what things will pop up. And one of the things for us, you know, we just kept adding this and adding that. We want this to be phenomenal, right? All of a sudden we get to the end of it and I can already tell I'm going to run out of money. There's no way we're going to be able to finish, basically surpassing my loan, right? So it ends up being that I need about an extra $80,000 in addition. Remember, I just got $1 million loan from the bank, okay? So, and it's actually more than $1 million because I didn't pay for the entire building in full either. So with that said, you're going, this is what I'm talking about. It's like I felt so broke in that moment. I was scraping any place I could grab money from. You better believe I was going, okay, let's drain this bank account. Let's do this. Let's get this here, right? So my point is, I can have $1 million building and $1 million business and still feel broke because we're always taking that money and reinvesting it in whatever we're doing. So there's a couple things that I want you to take away from this. First of all, you always need to have some sort of savings, right? I need you to have some sort of security blanket because if I didn't have those savings sitting there, I would never have been able to bring those funds together to finish that project specifically. You just want to have that safety net for sure. I also highly encourage a line of credit. I've talked about this before. I strongly believe in the line of credit. It is something that the banks only give you when you really don't need it, right? So you need to have this sitting there just in case. That is something else that really helped us stay strong. So just a couple things to kind of show you how that worked and what happened and how I kind of made all of that, right? So my point is, you have these big launches, you sometimes have to invest all this time and money and you're spending sometimes before you're actually bringing the revenue in. And that's why it's so deceiving because people see this outside of this $1 million building, yet it's not open and there's no money coming in for it specifically, right? You're building extra space, you're buying extra software, whatever it is, you're pre-spending those dollars. That will happen to you years down the road because it's just on a larger scale. All of a sudden you're looking to up-level your website or up-level something else in your business and it costs more money, right? So you start to grab that money that you're bringing in and you pay it back. So I want you to kind of see how this works and how, and I shouldn't say everybody does this, right? I can tell you that a lot of the successful businesses do this because they're the ones that are taking that risk and investing back in their business. There are some people that probably bring in money and just sit on it, right? And they spend it. But I can tell you their business isn't growing like the business could if they were investing back in it. One of my favorite YouTube videos out there is this experiment where they're giving marshmallows to children. And they're basically giving them one marshmallow saying, sit tight for 15 minutes, we'll be back. And if you don't eat the marshmallow, we'll give you two. Okay. Pretty much like almost all of them just cannot give in to waiting for that second one. They really, really want the first one. However, that is just like this, right? For me, I am getting so good at waiting for that second marshmallow because I know by waiting, I will have something even bigger and better with my business. And I want you to be thinking like that too. So back to Dave Ramsey, he always talks about live like no one else so you can later live like no one else. And that's it. That's the whole marshmallow idea. So hold off on eating the marshmallow right now because in 15 minutes, it's going to be way, way better. And that's what I want you to be thinking about specifically. So just kind of holding on to that idea and knowing that there's going to be more down the road. Now, the reason I brought up the fun money, fun budget, and I feel like I've got to go back to this to really kind of hit home with you here, is my point is if you keep thinking, I will not go eat out, I will not go to movies, I will not do all of these fun things until I'm at this place where I can do this, right? Or if you ever say like, I'm not going to donate to charity until I'm making this much money because then I'll have money to do it. It's one of those things that if you don't start it now, or another great example is paying yourself, right? I'll pay myself when, or I'll pay myself if. If you don't start now, even if it's on a very small scale, you will not start, or you'll start way, 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 way later than you should have. Okay. So I want you to be thinking about a set amount of money that you can put aside every single week to do something. And it doesn't have to be extravagant. Not at all. I mean, you could be doing something where you have a nice dinner, but you eat it in home, right? You go to the grocery store and buy something that, you know, costs a quarter of the price if you would go to a nicer restaurant, but still feeling like the money coming in, you are being rewarded. You are celebrating those wins. I think that is really, really important, because you will completely burn yourself out if you're not having a little bit of fun and a little bit of rewards with all of this thing that's going on in your business. Okay. Now, and that's why I asked Natalie specifically on our episode from Tuesday. I said to her, so you had 100,000 plus launch. What did you do with that money? Which is a kind of a funny question to ask. Not funny. It's kind of like a blunt question when they might not want to answer that. But I knew that she'd be okay with it. And I knew that she would tell you that she spent it, right? Because there's just so many things. She talked about investing back in her team, investing back into her brand, building a brand new website. She had a gorgeous website before, but she's ready to take that to the next level. You know, if you're going from a six-figure launch and you're looking to take that next level, what got you here won't get you there. You've got to figure out, what do we need to change for next time? And Natalie is really good at doing that. So I thought that was really interesting for her to kind of break down what she did and how she spent that money. But with that said, and this is something too that we're all trying to work on, is in between these big crazy launches, like they're great, they're amazing, you need to have passive income coming in. You want to be bringing in money every single day. These launches can't hold you over sometimes, right? It's so much work and you're struggling just to get by. You need to make sure that you have this money coming in every single day. Now, when I say money coming in, and usually that's passive income, right? What does that mean? So with passive income, understand that it's not as easy as it sounds. I think when you hear this online, it's like, oh, we're going to set this up and money's just going to keep coming in. Yes, but there's a lot of work to be done in the beginning. Okay. So it's a lot of prep work. It's that waiting to eat marshmallow one while nothing's happening. You're not getting any reward. You're just throwing all of this into it because you're setting this up. Then when it finally gets set up 15 minutes later, you get the marshmallow number two, right? You get all of this money to keep coming in. It's most likely much smaller than your big launches, but ideally you still want it to come in slow and steady daily, okay? So with that said, this is all about different multiple income streams. You know, yes, we want big launches. We want little launches. We want monthly, reoccurring, evergreen, all of that stuff happening. So even if you have a brick and mortar, same thing for you, right? Instead of launch, it might be like you're having a specific event in-house or you're having a certain sale. It's the same thing, but you can't wait in between sales to have success in your business. You need to make sure that that passive income is coming in each and every day. Now, with that said, passive income, it's so tricky because yes, there could be a lot of work up front, but at the same time, you can be just a few days ahead of all of setting this up, right? So you can be setting something up online, getting it going, and then staying ahead of it, or doing it live, doing everything live, whether you're in your brick and mortar or online space, doing this promotion live, but setting it up as a system. So after it's over, you can turn it into what we call evergreen, right? Where it's always running. So else something to be thinking about. Now, what I really want to make sure that you get from this podcast episode is, I don't want you to completely sit here and starve yourself of all of this fun and all these other things you should be doing and enjoying your life while it's happening. Yes, there is a lot of sacrifice that comes with being a business owner and being an entrepreneur, but at the same time, I need you to be rewarding yourself. And one of the things I didn't mention with our fun money, we've been doing this now for almost, I would say, over 10 years. Every time our level of success increases, our pay increases, right? We're able to allow that fun money, that budget, to be a little bit more. So what we started with is not where we're at right now, right? It's a different level. We've scaled ourselves. That's what I want you to do. So whether it's a percentage of your income, and as your percentage changes, that changes, whatever you want to do. I just want to make sure though that it's something you and your partner agree with. I think it's really important to get on the same page, especially if you're like me, where I'm the one with all these ideas on what to do with our money, and maybe he doesn't feel that same way. I need him to agree with me. So we had to come up with these numbers together so that it really felt like we were on the same page together. And as soon as that happened for us, life got so much easier because there's nothing worse than arguing about money. So I would love for you to really check out Dave Ramsey's Financial Peace University. I'm still a big, big advocate in that. There's so many people that I'm like, you've got to take this. It's so good. Because I think that'll help you set up these budgets and things like that as well. So remember, I want you to reward yourself for the big wins and even the small wins. And I want you to work while you're waiting, you know, and doing this bigger and better, whatever that is for your business. Wait for that second marshmallow. It is so worth it, I promise. But I want you to have some little treats while you're waiting as well. Now, a couple things coming up. Next week, we have another webinar. I know last week we had a webinar and people were loving it. We're going to do another one and it's a different one. So if you caught it, great. If you didn't, don't worry. This does not have to be, it's not a part two or anything. It's a totally different webinar. It's 5 secrets to turn connections into currency and build a profitable personal brand. And that website is just connectionsintocurrency.com. And then if you have not signed up for our live event yet, please make sure to go check it out. It's shesbuildingherempirelive.com. We have so many people already registered and signed up. We have a phenomenal guest speakers. All of that is already on our page there. So go check it out, shesbuildingherempirelive.com, and find out if this is something that sounds like a good fit for you, because there's going to be so many amazing female entrepreneurs in this space that you need to get there and network with and really grow your net worth while you're there. All right. Thank you so much for joining me, and I will catch you next time.
And before you go, I want to thank one of our sponsors. Today's podcast is brought to you by Audible.com. Audible is my go-to audiobook of choice, and I listen to my Audible app every day. Audible is offering a free audiobook download with a free 30-day trial to check out their services. To download your free audiobook, go to audibletrial.com/herempire. Again, that's audibletrial.com/herempire for your free trial today.
We appreciate you joining us for this episode of She's Building Her Empire. Be sure to join the free Facebook community at shesbuildingherempire.club. For more free content, videos, and rock-solid business advice to build your purposeful business and take it to the next level, please visit shesbuildingherempire.com. We look forward to helping you build your empire, create an everlasting impact, and live the life of your dreams. Until next time.